John Horrigan, along with Bill Sargent, Weymouth Historical Society, March 19, 2008. You were talking about a story about Clem Horrigan, PB Wise.
He used to fly PB Wise during the war.
And then he returned here to Weymouth to
be... when he went to reserve status after he got off active duty, I know he was CO of VP-8 for a while, 43. And he was taking a P-2 Neptune out on a flight. He was sitting waiting takeoff clearance at the end of runway 26 at Weymouth. He got his clearance. He started rolling out, not realizing that his aircraft was fuel switch was on the auxiliary tank mode. And he ran out of gas halfway down the runway and had to abort the flight and retired shortly thereafter.
Did he save the aircraft or was
there... Oh, there was no problem. He just rolled out. He just ran out of gas, put his feet on the binders, the brakes, brought it to a stop, and then basically switched over to his main tanks, which were full of gas. He taxied back to his line and did the checklist again, went out and completed the mission. But they decided it was time for him to retire.
Was it a mutual agreement or was it divine intervention where he had a message? My grandfather said, that's my final
flight. The divine intervention from Admiral saying, you really screwed up.
So you should have noticed
You should have known you were on auxiliary limited amount of fuel and you should have switched over to your main tanks as part of your checklist before takeoff. You got lucky you weren't too far down the runway when you lost power.
Wow.
Therefore, it'd be nice if now you dedicated yourself to more teaching and less flying.
Wow. So, it's 1943?
No, in 43 he was actually flying Martin Mariners.
Post.
It was 1970.
1970?
They really started flying them in the reserves. But Weymouth had a few of them, real early versions in the 60s and mid to late 50s.
Okay. So this is probably in the mid to late 50s.
Probably late 58 when they first started getting them. He was flying. Because he also claims to have landed a FG-1D Corsair on the East Mat before Weymouth got their actual runways, which would have been late 45.
Wow. Tell me the story. Do you know the story about him crashing in the Blue Hills?
No. He never bothered telling you the real mess-ups he made or problems he had.
Okay.
But I heard a lot of other stories about, you know, missions on PBYs, flying and being
dark. Give me one PBY.
No, just
mission.
One guy that didn't smoke, actually learned how to smoke lighting cigarettes for him as they flew along. He just kept handing, you know, light this for him, you light that for him. By the time the mission was over, the guy was a chain smoker.
Wow.
And Clem was like, yeah, part of the mission.
Wow.
Yeah, nice guy.
Was he in the Lend-Lease program, or did he help the British with when he flew Catalinas, which were on the search for a German battleship Bismarck? Was he involved with that at all?
That I don't know.
Okay.
That I couldn't tell you. I know there were PBY-5s because they had float gear to get them on land, whereas the 5As had retractable landing gear. And I remember vaguely a few stories he talked about the guys going out and putting the wheels on them to drag them out of the water, which tells me they were the early version PBY-5, which they had beaching gear as opposed to landing gear on the aircraft.
One story I heard of him was the competitions they'd have late at night when the CO went to bed. Now, this is all folklore that they'd have a few, and then they'd have a contest to see who could line up closest to the fence at the end of the runway and clear it and take off.
Sounds about right.
Okay, so that fits in with his character.
That fits his character. Okay. Definitely.
So my grandfather was a barnstormer.
Yeah, and you mix that in with a lot of good sea stories.
He was a sailor, too, which is a dangerous mix sometimes when you put a sailor in an airplane.
You can have a sailor in an airplane and let him at the wheel. It can be scary. But he was also good. He would have never made a lieutenant commander.
Yep.
And I knew for a while he flew Martin Mariners, which is another flying boat. So you've got to be good to land those things in the water and
sure.
take them off.
Sure, sure. They're flying gas tanks. I mean, they're long range.
The Mariners, a lot of them blew up.
Yeah.
But the PBYs, the throttle controls, everything is overhead on the roof. You get the two engines up above. And once you break free of the water, they climb into the air and they can stay up for a long time. So you got to be a good pilot just to get them up. And he was pretty good at it.
Yeah.
But he'd finish his sea story and then go back to teaching English.
Yeah, at the high school.
Yeah, and then every Friday I'd fail the spelling test. He still gave me a B because I was an 80.
Can I ask you, what was his role in aviation history in regard to flying off of an aircraft carrier? Was he ever on Langley, the USS Langley? Do you know
He did fly off aircraft carriers, and I know he was flying in Corsairs.
So he was flying Corsairs pre-World War II or during World War II?
Probably early.
Okay, early on. Because Corsairs came into play in 1940, I believe, right?
Yeah, they came into play in 1940, and his might have been a little bit later in the war because I know he told me he flew FG-1Ds, which were made by Goodyear.
Okay.
And I know he made a couple of carrier landings. How many? He never went into that much. He basically liked to talk about the PBYs and his friends and things of that nature.
Wow.
Even that's years ago.
Wow.
Because I was a senior in high school, but I was also a reserve in the Navy because I had a delayed entry program. So I was still in school when I was in the Navy. So that's why he liked me and grabbed me aside. And
when Hindenburg made its last flight, it came over Boston.
It came over
Lake
Hurst. It came over Cohasset, Scituate. It went down over Boston. It flew over the clock tower. And that's where the picture was taken.
And my grandfather took that picture?
No, he didn't take it.
He acquired
a copy to give to me.
Oh, isn't that great?
And the date on it was the same day they went down to Lakehurst before the big problem.
Because my dad saw it from his driveway in West Roxbury, Massachusetts, and he just happened to look up by chance and see it fly over.
Oh, yeah. So it's noisy and big, so it's easy to spot once you get your attention going.
Thank you very much,
Bill.
Appreciate that.
Oh, I don't mean